Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Larry Leitner, Mr. Leitner, which is the uncle of Doug Cantor. Welcome to Come and Talk It, sir.
Thank you. How are you?
Doing outstanding, sir. All right, so we're talking about, we actually spoke with the mother in Killeen, Texas. We spoke with her in reference to her son being shot in Killeen by the same guy, DeAndre White, a year prior to your nephew being shot and killed in Austin, Texas, and nothing being done. You know, can you give us an update of what's going on with your case and, you know, how you feel this is being handled by the Travis County District Attorney's Office?
Well, it has some, it's still having some delays from COVID. There's still a lot of back and forth between the attorneys about, but kind of what we're upset about right now is they let this kid Jeremiah Tabb loose after, and he was the one that had the murder weapon the whole time since June, apparently. So he's loose. We weren't too happy about that. We spoke to the district attorney. Everybody keeps telling us it's for the best. I don't see how that letting anybody go.
So you're telling me that someone was hiding the murder weapon, and all of a sudden they recover the murder weapon, but they don't get the person that was hiding the murder weapon.
Well, they arrested him. He was trying to sell it on social media.
Oh, so he was trying to sell. Oh, okay. So he's trying to sell the gun online and gets caught.
Right. Now he's kind of the catalyst for my nephew getting shot, because he shot this 15-year-old who no, his name's never been brought up, but he did a drive-by apparently in Killeen, shot a 15-year-old in a leg, 2 weeks, but never gets arrested. Everybody seems to know it was him. 2 weeks later, he finds out that the 15-year-old is on his way to 6th Street, jumps in a car with actually two cars with all his friends, go down to Killeen, they meet on the street. And that's when this third individual, Jeremiah White, pulled out the gun and just started shooting. And then apparently this kid, Tab, they all left with the murder weapon, went back to Killeen. And apparently he's been holding onto it for 6 months and eventually tried to sell it on the internet. And that's how the detectives, thankfully, are pretty alert. They went up and arrested him.
All right, we're talking about Killeen, Texas. All right, you know,
correct.
Man, I tell you, it's just, this is just insane. You know, it's insane to me how, you know, you can, it's this is how these people graduate to the next level. You know, there's no accountability whatsoever. So since they're not held accountable for the first incident, then they graduate. They have street cred. You know what, man, I got away with that right there, boy. I can get away with anything. You know, I have no fear. That's where I'll pop a cap in anybody now. So they let me get away with that. Let me go on to the next thing. Anytime someone does something to me, I don't like what they say, what they do, the way they look. You know what? I'm going to pull my gun out and just blow them away and shoot anybody. Doesn't matter. I don't care, because you know what? No one's going to hold me responsible. I'm not going to be held accountable for my actions.
All right. Well, this kid White that pulled the gun, I mean, he wasn't. I mean, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes up in Killeen. They're obviously all traveling 70 miles south to sell drugs on 6th Street. Well, I mean, what else is 15-year-old gang members doing 70 miles from home in the middle of the night? All right, so they get there, they have their beef, they start shooting. But White wasn't part of this kid, Tab, shooting the other kid, from what I understand. He just reacted. I mean, his friend had words with someone else, and he just decided to start shooting. And 14 people injured and one murdered later. he still hasn't seen trial yet.
This is sad. And this is what, you know, this is what we've elected our, you know, district attorney to do, you know, in Killeen, Texas, and also in Austin, Texas, you know, to just let people just randomly shoot innocent people on the street and not hold them accountable.
Did I hear correctly? He went and indicted like 21 police officers.
Oh, he has time for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's plenty of time for that.
I'm fascinated. I don't get it.
We have time. We have time to indict law enforcement. We don't have time to indict the criminals.
Well, and there was also, I think, a sergeant that made a wrong turn and ended up in the middle of a big protest and ended up shooting somebody, but turning himself in and getting released, you know, for self-defense.
Sergeant in the United States Army. That's right. Yeah. And who was working part-time for a rideshare company and happened in 2020. He was a sergeant in the United States Army, working for a rideshare company, picked up a pastor, dropped off a pastor on the 4th Street. He goes to Congress, makes a right onto Congress. As he makes that right, there's a protest, you know, in the roadway, on the road in Congress. He comes to a stop, didn't want to run anyone over. They surround his vehicle. They're pounding on his vehicle. They're banging on the vehicle, damaging his vehicle. He looked to his left. Someone has an AK-47 with a face mask on and tactical gear at 9, 10 o'clock at night. You know, he has the gun in a high ready. He figured, man, this guy's trying to kill me or something. This is crazy. He pulled out his gun, his handgun, between the center console and the seat and fired five shots, stopped him. When he fired those shots, the crowd dispersed. They cleared his path. He proceeded on to the next major intersection, made a left turn, stopped, dialed 911, and waited for police to show up. You know, anyone would do that. Unless you want to normalize people wearing face masks and tactical gear, nighttime, AK-47, stopping traffic in the middle of the road and pointing a gun at them, unless you want to normalize that, something needs to be done. We need to get rid of this DA.
See, here's what I love, though. When I was talking to detectives and even the prosecutors about the video, all the video that took place on 6th Street the night my nephew was killed, is one thing they were worried about is everybody in Texas has a gun. And when the shooting started, apparently they saw other legal gun owners pull their guns, but not shoot. Now that says a lot for legal gun owners, where, you know, they know not to just start spraying a crowd for street cred, as you know, as you used before.
That's right.
But if every gun owner in that crowd started shooting, it would have been pretty bad. But legal gun owners, people that are trained like you and I, or people that have always been around guns and respect them, don't do that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.